Today's shiur of Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Siman Shin Samech Gimel, and we are up to Sif Ches. And this is amazing halachas we've been doing the past couple of days. These are all the critical halachas for understanding how Erevin are made, what we call Erevin today. And here we go, we're up to Sif Ches. Lechi shasom me'atzei asherah kasher. If someone makes a lechi out of a tree used for avodah zarah, it's a kosher lechi. It's a valid lechi. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah on this. Like, what's the issue? What's going on over here? What's the chidushim? What's the story? Lechi shaso b'gemara isin. The Gemara, okay, we see the following phrasing. That namely, the isin lechi ashera. That a lechi can be made out of a tree used for idolatry. Umashma afilu lechatchila. It's mashma, even lechatchila, you could use a lechi made out of an ashera. Oh! The ain lahakshos, guys who are learning sukkah should know this issue. The ain lahakshos, the nihid of a lechi, true by a lechi, we know cave on the ain saruch shir. Since a lechi does not require any amount, okay, no shir. Lo shayech bezek etute mechta shiura. There's no relevance to the halacha by lechi of what's known as Ketute mechtet shiura, that we consider it broken to pieces, that doesn't have the shear. Ukidlakame, like we'll see coming up. What this is referring to is as follows. He's bringing up a sort of like an unspoken question here, that we know in various instances that material used for avodah zara, okay, so it cannot be used for halachic functions. Because something that's slated to be burnt, right? This is omeid l'sreifa, as required by the Torah. It's halachically viewed as though it was already boint. You guys already got that? Boint is yeshivish for burnt, okay? And this is why it cannot serve as anything requiring a specific shear, a size, such as an elulav or an esrog, for once considered boint, it says, if its original size has been reduced, okay, that's the halacha, like the Gemara says, right? Because the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Gemara, ketute mechte chiura, it's as if the original size has been broken into pieces. So the Mishnah Berurah basically now is going to explain that you might have even had a havamina, okay, that still it shouldn't be good, and even so, it's going to be good. Mikol makom, you'll ask, okay, fine. So let's say a lechi doesn't have the shear. Great, doesn't have a shear, doesn't need a shear, and if we don't apply Kedute Mechta Shiura, still, a Asherah is Asa B'Hana, and you're going to be getting Hana from this Lechi. So Yesh Lomar, Kevin Da Lechi, Eino El Litzorach Lechitza. You're not getting Hana from the Lechi itself. You're not getting Hana from the Lechi. The Lechi is serving as a Mechitza. You're not getting any. You're not being mishtamish with the lechi. You're being mishtamish with the rishus, with the area. Okay. So therefore, lo chashav hana. That's not considered hana. There's the indirect mashanana. Right. This indirect hana al yada is not going to aser. Right. Had their tiltul. It's not going to go ahead. And the fact that you can get at tiltul via, you can carry now. And there's a heter tiltul because of this lechi. You could walk and carry in this rishus now because of the lechi. That's an indirect hana, and therefore, lechatchila, you'd be able to use the ashera as a lechi. And now we move on, but that's not so simple. What's the pshat? You guys aren't like asking yourselves, what do you mean there's no shear by a lechi? There might not be a shear in the thickness, but you have to have what? 10 tefachim height. So look what he says, kosher. Hatam, mishum, what's the reason why it's okay? The cave in the lechi ain't sarach shear. There's no shear in its thickness or width. The bekol shu sug, it's enough, even if it's kol shu, could lel b'siv gimel. Afilu mi'atzei ashera mahani. It works even atzei ashera. Afal God, now look what he says. Afal God da'atzei ashera omeid l'sreifa. He says, ukeman b'sarev dami, umechda, okay, kasa shiura, mikol makom, ho lo boy shear. He says, even though, listen carefully, he says, even though that Atzei Ashera is omeid l'sreifa, and we say that it's like it's burnt to smithereens, he says, still, you don't require a shear. And if you don't require a shear, it's okay. Ah, but now listen. But even though you still have a shear in the height, you need a 10 tefachim. So he's going to have two terutzim here. He says, since it can be so thin of kolshu, you have like a string, lo echmiru chachamin b'shir zuta ki hai. The chacham would not machmir in this such a little amount. Again, obviously this needs lundus, because if you're balabatish, you say, okay, who cares? But that's in terms of the width. At the end of the day, there is a shear in terms of the height, and if you don't have no height, it's not good. So obviously it's saying the chachamim hiked it up in a way which needs to be lundus side, but that's for Ian Shear. As to the chachamim here are not, since this is a derabanan halacha, the chachamim did not go ahead and demand, okay, that this height factor is going to get wiped out based on the principles of Kazute Mechta Shiura. Okay. Vod teretzu bezeh. Now they gave another teretz. The belechi afilu haya nisraf ha'etz le'efer. He says another teretz, because the first teretz would not work lechayra if you're talking about using the lechi for the third wall d'oraisa. Remember, we hold that a third wall midaraisa, if you hold lechi mishum mechitza, that can make up an enclosure daraisa for rishus hayachid. So say, according to the first teretz, right, you can't say that it's going to be a good rishus hayachid daraisa, because in terms of the shear of yud tfachim on a daraisa level, at the end of the day, kitutei mechta shiur, you don't have a lechi 10 tfachim high. So the first shot is saying midarabanan, they didn't care, right? They didn't care because it's so thin anyway. Again, balabatish, but it needs to be lumbicized. But that's what's going on. Okay, but now he says another pshat. The belechi afilu haya nisraf ha'etz. You can imagine this is a great lumbus when you're learning the sugyas. The belechi afilu haya nisraf ha'etz la'efer. Let's say we did say it got burnt. Kedutei mechtet shiur. It's like we projected as if it's burnt. But when it's burnt, what does it become? Ashes. So when you have, it becomes ashes. Vahaya, what you could have done is you could have megabel la'efer. You could have gone ahead and taken the ashes, put some water with it, and make it into like a paste, and be medabek it lakotel. This is what you call halachic dreams. Okay? You go ahead, and you could have, again, we're projecting that it's burnt. And in that projected burnt, we go ahead and made it into a paste, out of the ash. And you could have stuck it to the wall with some thickness, and that would also have gamkein chash of lechi. So in principle, you do have lechi here. You do have something there, because uvavad shelo yeh nitel beruach. Right? As long as what? It would not go ahead and get blown away. It would be good. Therefore, it's not going to get puzzled, this lechi, based on the fact that it is projected for sreifa. Sif test. A lechi that's noticeable to the people standing inside the mavui, but not to those standing outside. Or the opposite, if it's a lechi that is noticeable to the people standing outside, facing the interior of the mavui, but not to those standing inside, it's going to be valid either way. Mr. Bruce is going to spell out exactly what's going on over here. So let's look. Sif katan lamed aleph. Okay, first case is eino niris lo'indim bichutz. Okay, it's a lechi that's noticeable to the people standing inside the mavui, but not to those standing outside the mavui. Okay, so what is that? Mr. Bruce says, "Kigon shehemid alechi rachmoi l'tzad arko shel mavui, v'lo mashach k'tei rachmoi kima klapei chutz." Meaning, for example, the lechi stands perpendicular to the side wall of the mavui, and it was not pulled slightly forward to jut right outside the mavui. Rather, what did you have? Okay, rather ela hishva chudo back inside. Hishva chudo hachitzon la'ovi kosel ha'mavui. Rather, what you had was the front of the lechi is positioned flush with the thickness of the mavui's wall. The dome kemisha mosiv al'ovi ha'kosel ve'eino nira mi'vachutz kelechi. And therefore, it's not clearly distinguishable as a separate lechi. Okay? Aval chudo ha'pnimi nira la'indim sham bifnim. Kazeh. You guys have the picture in there? In your Mishabura? So he says, the back of the lechi, however, is clearly distinguishable. It's clearly distinguishable when viewed from the inside by the people standing there, as illustrated by the picture of the Mishabura. This is before the smooth 3D art scroll pictures. Okay, now we move weiter. Sif katan lamed beis. Neged chalol ha mavui. So now we have the second case where it's recognizable to the people standing outside facing the interior of the mavui, neged chalal ha-mavui, kigon shenasan ko alechi lechutz ha-mavui. V'chudo ha-pnimi omei etzel ovi ha-kosa. We're talking about here where the entire lechi was placed outside the mavui, right? For example, like as a continuation of the mavui's length, with its back edge against the wall's thickness. However, it's not positioned flush with the inner side of the mavui wall. Okay. Dimkain lo yanira kelechi ela kemosiv ala kosel afla omnim shuzarabim. Because if it was like positioned like that, it would not be distinguishable as a lechi. It would appear as what? As an extension of the wall's length, even to the people standing outside. Ela hechiku, what did he do? What's the case? Hechiku mizavis ovi akosel shaltzad pnim, bemidel etzvas ovi shaltzad acharei amavui, dal yidei zeh, nikar laomdin bachutz, b'shus harabim, neged chol amavui b'shu lechi, kazeh. He's pointing again to it. So what does he have? Okay? Rather, what's going on here is it's moved over from the inner side of the wall and stands against the thickness of the wall, flush with its outer side. And therefore, it's going to be clearly distinguishable to those facing the interior of the mavui from the outside as a separate lechi. And look again, he does another beautiful picture. Okay? Kazeh. Right? Yeah. In other words, he's saying it's going to be clearly distinguishable to those facing the interior of the mavui from the outside as a separate, right? It'll be viewed as then as a separate lechi. Lamed Gimel. Okay, Sipkot Lamed Gimel. So he says, right, the people standing outside facing the interior of the mavui, but not to those standing inside, that's the second case, it's going to be kosher, valid. So Buddha says, la'omdim b'fnim, right, but not to those standing inside, they're not going to be able to see it, as he said. That's what he's saying is, the lechi is not noticeable to those standing inside the mavui, since it's not situated in inside. It's not situated inside. Yud! Hirchiku mikaisel Shloisha, Oshigbihu, Ma'arek, Shloisha, the lechi is distance 3 tvachim from the wall. Okay? Or Oshigbihu, Ma'arek, Shloisha, or raise 3 tvachim above the ground. Puzzle, it's puzzle. These are halachas we learned already. Shabru is going to point that out. V'migbihu pachos mishloisha. And if it is raised, the lechi, 3 tvachim from the ground. Avval pisha einbo el shiva umashu, even if it only has 7 and a little bit. Kasha, I mean, you don't have to have even a mamushus of lechi, of 10. You can have a mamushus of 7 and a little bit with lavud, and that will give you the full 10 tefach lechi. Look at the Mishnah Berurah on this. Okay? Pirchik makot al shalosh. He says, afal gadir parashonah b'sivvav, even though we learned this already in Sivvav, that if the lechi is distance 3 tefachim from the wall, it's not good. Chazer shmo, it repeats it again, lashvina judi kuvah. To teach you here that it's ma'ake. It's not just that you have to have it that way. It's not going to be good. And he continues on, lamed hey. Or if the lechi was lifted 3 tvachim from the ground, hainu afti is the lechi asara tvachim. Even the lechi has 10 tvachim of mamashas, 10 tvachim of chefza there. It's not going to be good when it's lifted 3 tvachim above. Because what we know, batam, the reason is, lo adivim mechitza. It can't be better than a mechitza, even if lechi is mishum mechitza. Even if lechi is viewed like a mechitza, it can't be better than a mechitza. And we know that a mechitza that's 3 tvachim above is not good. Right? We know that a mechitza that's 3 tvachim above the ground, hanging up in the air is not going to be good because that's the halacha mishum dahavi mechitza. It's a mechitza shagadoyim baikin tachteha deloshme mechitza. It's considered a mechitza which goats can penetrate under it, and that does not meet the definition of a mechitza. We learned that many times. Finally, sifkat dan lamed vav kasher. Why is it kasher if it's 7 and a little bit within 3 tvachim? Because mitam lavud, that's lavud. Vahavi kemalei zeh hamakom apanui, and it's like it is filling up the empty space, meaning lavud is not just a halachic attachment, it's actually a halachic filler, okay? Without getting into the heavy lumdus of it, but lechi, remember that, lavud is a filler, or an expansion. It's either a filler, or an expansion of the chefza, but not just a link and an attachment. Get that lumdus down, take it with you, put it in a jar, pickle it. Yud Aleph, we move on. Now we come to one of the most famous halachas in all of Shas. It's one of the Yalka Gams. One of the six places where we paskin like Abaye in a machlekes between Rav and Abaye, right? You guys all know of Yeish Lomidas, okay? Eid Zaymeh, Eid Zaymeh Lafreya, lamin very few people know except for Yomi guys today. That's what's called Lechi Haba Me'elav. Lechi Haba Me'elav, that's what we're doing right now. Afilu lo aso l'shem lechi. Elish it is dami lo sham me'elav. Even if you did not build a lechi, we learned about this a little bit before. But this is the Abaye sheet that we passed like him. Even if the what? Even if the lechi, even if it wasn't done, the shame lechi. Elish it is dami lo sham me'elav kasher. It wasn't built to be a lechi, but it just happened to be there by itself. Kasher. Look at Mishnah Brura on this. Sif katan. Yud lamed zayin shin is dami lo sham me'elav kagon. For example, Yatza Blita Mikotel. A little bit of a, it emerged a little bit from the Kotel, a little bit of a protrusion from the Mavui, Berosho, Beshir, Meshech, Kavoa, Asarat Vachem. It's somewhat of a protrusion that looks like a lechi, that smells like a lechi, that it's built like a lechi, and it's Asarat Vachem high, Osha Hemicham, or it was put there for an Eze Indian for some other reason besides being a lechi. Even if he didn't put it there, and it was always there. Gam ken kasher, it's kasher. Why? The lechi b'shul mechitza. Lechi works as mechitza. U'mechitza, u'meres ve'elek shera. A mechitza that's there by itself is kasher. Okay. Going back to the Shulchan Aruch. So he says, u'mevachi yismechu alav me'er Shabbos. Now, even though the mechitza itself can be built, or it can come there by itself, before Shabbos, the person has to have, has to have it slated to be and serve as a mechitza. Doesn't have to be built l'shem mechitza. Doesn't have to be built l'shem lechi, but it has to be slated to be a lechi or mechitza before Shabbos. Ava lo samkul aver Shabbos. But if he didn't go ahead and slate it before Shabbos to be a lechi, he could go and try yishon lechi acher. For example, there were two lechis up there, and b'nafal b'Shabbos u'bayim achshav l'smoch al zeh. Meaning he had another lechi up there, and he was sameich on the lechi that fell down, and therefore it fell down on Shabbos, and now he wants to be sameich on it. That's not going to work. Lo, because he did not slate that lechi to be used as a lechi for Shabbos. Aval lo yashom lechi acher erev Shabbos. But he makes the following point. He says, what happens if there was no other lechi there before Shabbos? So then, ki usam kol avdami. Then there's a, what we'll call an implicit, implied kavana to rely on it for a lechi. You don't have to have conscious das. That's your stance. Your stance is that this should be as lechi. It's only if you, in your conscience, didn't think of it for lechi, like for example, you had in your mind something else to be the lechi, that would be a problem. Finally, look at the Mishnah Brura's on this. Okay? Sif katan lamid ches. It's like he said on this one, anima somech v'lozeh. On this one, ani somech. I'm somech on the one that here, and not on this one, and then it fell down. And therefore, the one that you didn't want to use as a lechi, or you weren't thinking to use as a lechi, got was tossed aside from being a lechi, because your mind was on the other one to be a lechi. Therefore, if the one that you wanted to be a lechi fell down, you can't rely on the one that's left, because it was not slated to be a lechi. Lamed test. But if it was just nothing else there, and it was just there, and you didn't think about it one way or the other, it's as if you were somech. Even though you didn't explicitly have intent for it, achein and beferish, okay, it would still be good. Achein and beferish lo samchol, but if in beferish you did not have, okay, you did not slate in your mind that you wanted kigon, shalom tiltul, let's say you did not carry with this b'shabbos sha'avra, al yidei lechi zu. Let's say the Shabbos before, you didn't think to use that as a lechi. And therefore, you knew it was up, and you didn't carry because of that. Lo yashom, right? Lo yashom lechi acher. There was no other lechi. Eino moel l'shabbos haba. It's not going to work, even though there was no other lechi. It's not going to work for the next Shabbos. Ad she yismuchu alav until he thinks merav Shabbos befeirish that he wants it to be a lechi, because the Shabbos before it was up, and he did not think. He thinks, oh, I can't use this. I don't have a mechitza here. And now the next Shabbos, he didn't think to use it befeirish before Shabbos. That would not be good, because that would be as if he did not slate it to be a lechi for Shabbos. Ad kan v'lo yoser. This is great stuff. Okay.